At GEHA, we stand behind our members because we were founded by members. So we build health plans with a nationwide network of 1.7 million providers, plus hearing and fitness discounts. Visit GEHA.com to find your federal health plan.
Hey there, phone fam. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain, your daily dose of digital detox reality check. I'm Nova Lane, your friendly neighborhood guide through the wild world of screen addiction, and trust me, we've got a lot to unpack today. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up with your phone? Like it has its own agenda, pulling you in for just one more scroll, one more notification. You know that feeling when you glance at the clock and realize 3 hours have vanished into the abyss of social media? Yay, we've all been there. But guess what? We can take back control. Today, we're diving deep into a superpower. Tracking your screen time effectively. It sounds boring, right? Like a chore for nerds who wear pocket protectors. But trust me, it's the key to unlocking digital freedom. We're talking about understanding where your time goes, identifying those sneaky scrolling monsters lurking in your apps, and ultimately, making conscious choices about how you use your precious minutes. Now, before we jump into the nitty-gritty, here are 5 rock-solid takeaways that will revolutionize your relationship with your phone. 1. Know thy enemy. The first step to conquering screen addiction is knowing your enemy, and in this case, your enemy is lurking right in your pocket. It's time to get real about how much time you're actually spending on your phone. Don't just guesstimate. Use those built-in tools, yes, even on iPhones, to track your app usage for a week. You might be surprised by the results. 2. Identify the time thieves. Okay, so you've got the data. Now what? It's time to pinpoint those sneaky apps that are sucking up your time like a black hole. Is it Instagram? TikTok? That endless stream of cat videos on YouTube? Name and shame those culprits. Once you know who's stealing your precious hours, you can start setting boundaries and taking back control. 3. Embrace the power of limits. You don't need to become a monk and chuck your phone in a lake, though. If that works for you, rock on. But setting app limits is like giving yourself a digital curfew. It's a gentle nudge to step away from those tempting apps when you've reached your limit. 4. Schedule tech free time. Remember the golden days of actually talking to people face to face? Yeah, those were awesome. Make time for tech free activities that nurture your soul: reading a book, taking a walk in nature, having a meaningful conversation with a loved one. It's like hitting the refresh button on your life and rewiring your brain to crave real connections over endless scrolling. 5. Be kind to yourself. Let's be real, breaking any addiction is tough. There will be slip-ups, moments of weakness when you find yourself sucked back into the vortex of social media. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. You're not alone in this journey, and every step you take towards digital freedom is a victory. Think about that last time you felt truly present, disconnected from your phone, absorbing something else entirely. Remember how good that felt? It's like stepping out of the noisy, chaotic world of notifications and into a peaceful oasis. That's what we're aiming for here. So, how can all this help in real life? Picture this. You're at a dinner party with friends, but instead of frantically checking your phone every few minutes, you're actually engaged in the conversation, laughing, making memories. You notice the subtle cues in their body language, the sparkle in their eyes when they tell a story. You're present, connected, and feeling truly alive. That's the power of tracking your screen time effectively. It allows you to reclaim those precious moments and live life to the fullest. Remember, friends, this isn't about demonizing technology. It's about building a healthy relationship with it. It's about using these tools intentionally and consciously, not letting them control us. So go forth, track your screen time, identify those digital distractions, set some boundaries, and step into the beautiful freedom that awaits on the other side. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little digital detox reality check. You never know, you might just inspire them to reclaim their phone-free life. And if you enjoyed this episode, leave a review and let us know what you thought. Until next time, keep those screens in check, and remember, the real world is waiting for you.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.